USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Border Patrol announced on Monday that agents arrested two Yemeni men who were on the FBI's terrorist watch list over the past 2 months, confirming Republican lawmakers' reports that terrorism suspects were attempting to sneak into the country as part of the illegal immigrant surge. The men both nabbed near Calexico, California, after jumping the border. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott mincing no words by saying,
"The Biden administration's open border policies have created an open season for human traffickers, for drug smugglers, for cartels and gangs."
Senator Joe Manchin is not in favor of raising the corporate tax rate to 28%. That's part of President Biden's $2 trillion infrastructure proposal. Manchin saying he would support a hike to 25%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Republicans on Capitol Hill are in favor of an infrastructure plan, just not the $2.25 trillion plan that President Biden put forth last week.
Republican lawmakers say there's too much money in the president's $2.25 trillion proposal for things other than infrastructure. Missouri Senator Roy Blunt said on Sunday that he'd like to see the plan reduced down to include just the infrastructure projects that have bipartisan support. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves agrees. He tells CNN that while infrastructure is one of the vital functions of government, he believes the Biden plan will raise taxes more than it will build roads.
The problem with this particular plan, though, is although the Biden administration is calling it an infrastructure plan, it looks more like a $2 trillion tax hike plan to me. That's going to lead to significant challenges in our economy. It's going to lead to a slowing GDP, and it's going to lead to Americans losing significant numbers of jobs.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Florida is declaring a state of emergency over a toxic wastewater leak that has a reservoir on the brink of near collapse near Tampa Bay. That reservoir in the Pinay Point area south of Tampa contains contaminated water from an old phosphate plant.
What we're looking at now is trying to prevent and respond to, if need be, a real catastrophic flood situation.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis there. The National Guard also deployed to drop massive water pumps and to help pump millions of gallons of the polluted salt water out of the reservoir. As far as what would happen if the wall would be breached, Jacob Sauer, Director of Public Safety of Manatee County, tells ABC News.
That initial push of water would be very great. And if that wall were to give way, a full breach, then we're looking at life and human property damage as well.
The coronavirus vaccine could do more than just protect you from catching COVID. Baylor infectious disease expert Peter Hortez says there are now reports that it could help those who have been suffering from long-term after effects.
It's more anecdotal. We've not seen really hard studies. It doesn't entirely make sense to me because there's no evidence that the long-haul COVID is due to active virus infection.
That audio courtesy of NBC News. He also says it's too soon to tell whether the shots have a broad beneficial effect on patients with continuing issues. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.